Our reading this morning is from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And if you'd like to follow it in the church Bibles, you can find it on page 1027. So, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 8. The shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had seen, what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, people have often asked why choose shepherds as the people who the angels told the birth of Jesus. Of course, the reason was that the shepherds were lovely people, simply lovely. Everyone liked shepherds, and if you were going to invite anyone round for dinner, it would always be a shepherd, or maybe two or three. They were so polite, intelligent, and well-dressed. They were so incredibly religious. They went to the synagogue at every opportunity and they kept all the religious laws. The reason then that the angels appeared to the shepherds was because they were good religious people and quite lovely. Much better than you lot.
Or perhaps not. Morning all. Morning. As much as it pains me to admit it, I've got to be honest. Shepherds were not lovely people at all. They were quite, quite horrible. And the reason why I know this is because I'm a shepherd. My name's Dave, and this is my colleague, little Dave, and we're shepherds. In fact, we're not just shepherds. We were the shepherds, along with my mate. Them shepherds that you heard about in that story that this nice gentleman here read to you up on that hill so long ago. Now, I've got to be honest. I've asked myself that question that that nice young lady read out. Why did God choose shepherds as the first people to tell about the baby Jesus? And I mulled about it down the years, and the answer, I think, is the most wonderful, wonderful news for all of us. So I thought I'd pop along here today to see you here at Oakley, even you, sir, even you, to tell you all about it. You see, back in the day, no one liked shepherds. If you were to make a list of people, right, who you were going to send angels to talk about the baby Jesus, shepherds would be at the bottom of the list. Well, maybe King Herod would be at the bottom of the list, but then shepherds. Now, the first reason why we were at the bottom of the list was because everybody thought we were, what's the phrase, little better than criminals. Now, there was a reason for that. We were little better than criminals. the thing is, you see, in Israel at that time, there was a lot of poor people. Didn't have much money at all, really. And shepherds were very poor. So there you are, you're out on the hillside, it's cold, you've got little money, and you're surrounded by sheep. And you think to yourself, what can you sell to get a few extra pence? So what do you sell? Sheep. So you pop along to someone who knows needs a few extra sheep, you send the money, you sell a sheep to them, you get the money in your pocket. Jobs are good and no one's going to know. You just go back to the bloke who owns your sheep and say, I'm really sorry, but there was like wild beasts. Ah! And the sheep just disappeared. Happy days. The thing was, though, you see, we got a bit of a reputation for this kind of thing. So, you know, you'd have a night out. You'd pop along to an inn and everybody would go, uh-oh, it's shepherds. Hide your belongings. Actually, looking around here, there's some quite nice stuff. Here. Dave, there's an handbag over there. You might want to shift that later. It'd be quite good, wouldn't it? No, not now. So, to be honest with you, people tended to avoid us. You go anywhere and everybody would go, mind out, hold on to your handbags, hold on to your wallets. And then, of course, there was the religious thing. You see, in those days, Israel was very religious. Priests were highly looked up to. And then there was all them regulations and rules that you had to keep if you wanted to keep on God's good side. And the priest would always remind you of those things. You know, you had to go to the synagogue every 5 minutes and you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. You had to touch this and you couldn't touch that and all the rest of it. And we weren't very good at keeping them. For one thing, you see, we weren't educated. So we couldn't read. And we weren't very good at listening. And most of our time, of course, we were up on the hillside, looking after the sheep, watching out for the wild beasts. So we didn't really have time to go to the synagogue. And we certainly didn't keep the rules and regulations. And so, of course, you know, along with the fact that we were crooks and criminals and nicked stuff and weren't really very nice and didn't have very much money, everyone looked down on us because we didn't keep the rules and the regs. But did that mean that we didn't believe in God? No. Of course we believed in God. I spent my days and my nights up on the hillside looking after sheep, making sure that I didn't get attacked by the wild beasts. And every night that I got through, I thanked God that I'd made it. So, of course, I believed in God. And actually, because we were like from Bethlehem, and there was this thing, apparently, in the regulations, we had the privilege of taking some of our sheep up to the temple in Jerusalem to be sacrificed. And so, you know, we absorbed all the sights and sounds of the temple. It was lovely, actually. And we heard stories and rumours that God was going to send someone, a saviour. Now, we presumed he was going to save all us Jews from the Romans who ruled the place at the time. And apparently, the saviour was due to come very soon. I think that's because people were fed up with the Romans, quite frankly. But apparently, he was supposed to be coming from Bethlehem, because it said so in the scriptures. Not that I read that, because I can't read, but I was told that. Well, that's what they all said, anyway. Didn't mean an awful lot to us, quite frankly. It was stuck up on the hillside. But then, of course, there was that night. That night I'll never, ever forget. There we were, all huddled together. And like I said, a shepherd's job could be dangerous because of all the wild beasts. But most of the time, it was boring. And we're all sort of gathered together and we're all talking rubbish, really, like men have done down the ages whenever they get together. And all of a sudden, there's this light. And it was more than that. It was like there was this sense of, I don't know, awe. I'd never experienced it before. And people used to say to me when I told them about it afterwards, they said, were you seeing things? I'm a shepherd. I'm out in the hillside on my watch against dangerous animals. I don't see things. If I see things, I might be dead. I didn't see it. Anyway, the next thing we know, we can start seeing these figures. And they sort of look like people, but they weren't people. And it was like, now, like I said, my job's dangerous. I don't get scared. But we were shaking in our sandals. And these figures knew it. And the main one just sort of came into view and he said, "Don't be scared, because I'm here to bring you good news." Well, that was a relief. Today, that saviour that you've heard about, all them rumours, is born down there in Bethlehem. And how you will know him is he's a baby, he's wrapped in cloths, and he's in a manger. And then I heard this music. Now, you've all heard music. This lovely gentleman here today has led you in some wonderful music. But this music was even better than that. And it's like something I've never heard before or since, but I can still hear it here when I close my eyes, in here. And they were singing praises to God, and then they gradually faded. Do we have questions in our minds? We really did. I mean, the first question was, hang on a minute, this saviour sent from God, surely he'd be in a palace? Right, babies don't get put in mangers, it's against health and safety and stuff like that. You only ever find a manger, like with animals, in some kind of cave or something. And the second question, coming back to what this lovely lady here said, was, why us? But I'll come on to that in a minute. So anyway, we hurried into Bethlehem. And to be honest, it was pretty easy to find the baby, because Bethlehem, even at that time of night, there's people milling around, and someone said, "Oh, yeah, baby, yeah, there was a young couple looking for somewhere to stay." And they couldn't find anywhere, so in the end, they found a relative. He didn't have any room in his house, but he put him out the back. So you're looking for, like, a sort of cave thing, and it's in there. So anyway, we found it, and we brought the sheep down with us, just in case you worried. We didn't leave them on the hillside. And we came to the entrance, and the sheep all ran in. There's other animals and stuff like that in there, and oh, it smelled, it really did. Anyway, Mum and there's a lady and there's a man in there, and they see us coming along, and they think, "Oh, shepherds, they've come to rob us." But we explained what we'd heard and what we'd seen. And Mary said to us, that was the lady's name, by the way, she said, "I've seen angels. I've been told about this baby. I've been told he's the saviour of the world." And there's this baby in this rough old manger, surrounded by animals and smells and heaven knows what else. Well, actually, heaven did know what else. And there's that same feeling that we had on that hillside. That same feeling of God's presence. It was just unbelievable. I won't detain you for much longer, but I want to answer that question. Why us? And over the years I've thought about it, and the answer I think is amazing. And it's amazing, I think, for all of us. Yeah, we were bad people, probably. We were dishonest. We didn't keep the rules and the regulations. We were looked down upon and we were outcasts. The only friends I had in the world were my fellow shepherds, the sheep, and God. God sent them angels to us, not in spite of all those things, but because of them. See, I know about what Jesus did after that. And those were the people he came to save. Those were the kind of people that he came out for. And I just wonder with us today, I mean, don't get me wrong, I know you're not criminals, don't worry. But all of us have done things that we regret. All of us perhaps have done things that we keep on doing and we wish we could stop. Maybe we feel a bit of an outcast. Maybe we feel we don't fit in places. Maybe there's people in our families that we don't get on with very well. Maybe there's friendships that we've had that have just broken down and we feel guilty because of that. Maybe we just think we wish we'd made more of our lives. Maybe we just look on the rest of our lives and think maybe we won't get to where we want to be. Now, we didn't have mirrors in those days. We had pools of water. But when we looked in them as shepherds, before those angels appeared on that hillside, it was as if someone had written the words, "Not good enough." And maybe we all feel a bit like that from time to time. And the wonderful news is that those angels appeared to us shepherds, and they appeared to all of us who think we're not good enough, and said, "Jesus came for you, came for each and every one of us, to say through God's wonderful love and grace, you are good enough because of Jesus. Jesus came for each one of us." And yes, angels, that is good news to all men and all women everywhere.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus down to earth to show your love for everyone, no matter who we are or what we've done. We thank you that you came to meet those that feel lost, those who that have done wrong, those that people look down on, those that people leave out, those that people feel good enough. We thank you that we cannot earn your love, that you can give it to us for free. We thank you for Jesus, your gift to us, the greatest Christmas present of all. Amen.